Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
That right there, that was a big why for you when you got out. I was like, I'm not going back to that. And I've literally worked with a lot of guys that are phenomenal at this job, have great careers in this business, and they had a little checkered past with something similar. And not quite like that, but definitely something like that. And because of that, they didn't ever want to go back to that. Right. So they yearned for more. But the sports side, and I want to touch on that for a second. That sports side, being an athlete and being competitive in sports, usually you don't have to be the greatest, but you're still competitive. And when you're in that thing, getting into this business, that does help. It really does, man, because you have to be that way. A lot of people are like, I don't want to go catching up because I want my team members. That's bull crap. That means, what does that mean? I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. Like, I hear that. I understand, but I don't understand that because
Millennial alert.
I'm going to go catch that up and sell it and not give me half his commissions because I want it. So I'm going to go catch that up myself. Right. So it's like, never going to allow that to happen. But anyway, it does. It takes that type of a person to be able to be, I say, in the top 2-3% of the automotive, right? If you're not like that, you're probably not going to last in this business long because it's a thick skinned business. You have to be ready for it. And there's so much, but it's not really that bad when you're that type of person. And that's what's amazing about it. And along the way, you talked about a lot of great people. Your father, man, that's so great that he was here. Hey, John, what about the car business?
You didn't just get the job. You got the car too. You came here for both. Got them both.
Speaking of those type of people, I'm sure there's been some mentors along the way for you. You're being a mentor to many. And whether you know it or not, there's people who probably look at what you're doing and they're mentored by that. Mm-hmm. But to you along the way, who have been some of your greatest mentors?
I actually have made a list of them because when I cheated and watched the other five liner, I saw you were going to ask me about my mentors. And I gave you a sneak peek. One of my biggest mentors is my father. There were many times, many years where he was not only selling cars at the dealership, but he was a promoter in the music business. So he would be booking national tours with bands and festivals and stuff and on the phone with that and selling his cars. It's tough if you were to do that today, but it's just the type of guy my dad was and is that he's around his buddies on the car. Jeff Carl, come back. And they say, come on back to the dealership. You sell your 10, 12 cars and book your shows. And we want you back.
Yeah.
So my dad's one of my mentors. One of my other biggest mentors is Mike Dashner, which is my first general manager. Well, not my first, but when I started after, I think about 6 months or so after I started, he became my general manager. And he's a great guy. I'll tell you who Mike Dashner is. Mike Dashner is the general manager, or was. He's at a different store now. He was the general manager at West Her Dodge Chrysler Jeep in April of 2020, where I was the number one salesperson. So because I called him and I leaned on him and I was like, I remember one day, Fred, I'm like, I'm going to do some posts. I'm going to sell some cars online. And he's like, all right, let's do it. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so let's work a deal. And I was like, he's always been there to click me to, yeah, well, how long are we going to talk about this? You know what I mean? Call me every day crying in my ear that you're not selling cars. What are you going to do? Should you stay in the business? How's it going? Joking around. He's like, let's just do one. And I was like, it's funny because I was frozen for a second. I'm like, jeez, how? And I didn't know how. And here's me 20 years in the business, but I guess it was in that initial shock of I was so feeling so sorry for myself that I just forgot the basics. And he literally was like, let's just wing it, man. Let's just, you find somebody wants a car, you call me and I'll work the numbers. So I'm like, yeah, okay, you're right. Like that's how shell shocked my mind was during that time where it was like
the whole world. Easy time.
And he was my first general manager.
Right on.
And the reason why he became a mentor so much to me is that probably 2003 or 2004, right around the middle of that, right? I was selling cars. I was number one, number two, or number three on the board every month for my first couple of years. I was the top three, at least. It was always fighting for top of the board, many times top of the board and stuff. And I was starting to get going, showing up late. And I think I was going through planning a wedding and stuff. It was one of my worst years selling cars because I was planning a wedding. Listen. But anyways, he brought me in the office and he was like, listen, you got to decide. He had told me he was going to fire me if I was late again. And I was late again. So he goes, all right, listen, you heard what I told you the last time. So he goes, you got to decide. You're really good at this, but you got to decide this. You're treating this like a job and you tell me all the time and you have aspirations of treating like this like a career and you could be really good, but you have really got to decide, are you going to, you're going to take, use your talents and do this and do what I know you can do? Or are you just going to, you know, be 5 minutes late every other day? I'm going to fire you and you're going to, who knows what happens to you. And it was a big turn. There was a little more exchange there, but it was a big turning point for me because I was like, man, he's right. Like I've been, because I had that initial time where I was really good leading the board. And then I just got to the top three and I coasted. And some I may have a 6-car month, then I may have a 16-car month. And I was going back, but I wasn't that 18, 20, 22, 25, 36 every month like I turned to be after that conversation. So he was a huge mentor for me. When I became a sales manager, and he still is a mentor, it's like I say, it just, he helped me through the pandemic.
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ. The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought after dealer partners in the market. They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
When I became a sales manager, Jim Ziegler, big mentor of mine, I have the lifetime, and I always remind him of this too, but I have his training course for sales manager, free lifetime. That's what he used to advertise when he'd do his training. I was like, really? Lifetime free? What I didn't realize is that, and he does, you come free anytime I do sales manager, but what I didn't realize is I got to a new dealership and I was like, hey, Jim, I'm going to come for the thing. And he's like, all right, who are you bringing with you? No problem. You're free for your lifetime. And so I went to a couple other dealerships and brought the new managers with me. And I still, to this day, I still have things that I remember from him. Every deal's got a heartbeat. The feel of the wheel seals the deal. Yeah. Hit commit. When you're penciling, hit commit. Don't pencil whip them. I used to love one of his lines. I don't want to mess it up right now, but it's such a smooth line. He's like, got customers, here it is, sir. It's $600 a month. $600 a month? What do you think, I'm stupid? No, sir. But in the event that you were, I didn't want to miss the opportunity. That wasn't one to use on your customers.
But right. No, but it was fun to talk. It was fun. It was fun. Yeah, dude, I love those things.
But Jim Ziegler is a mentor. Also, Jonathan Dawson. I would have to give a shout out to Jonathan Dawson. He's a great guy. He came to a dealership. Also, I can't forget John and Tony Gabrielli, who were, I worked for Dashner, my first mentor, for the first 5 years of my career as a salesperson. The last couple of years, I had wanted to be a sales manager, but they wouldn't promote me. They kept bringing other people in, and they didn't want to lose a top sales guy, that type of thing. So I had to actually leave that dealership and go to another dealership that gave me my first start as a sales manager at their Mitsubishi store. And that's John and Tony Gabrielli. And then through them, they had hired this guy, Jonathan Dawson, at the time, like, who's this new guy, Jonathan Dawson, and all this stuff. And he became a great friend of mine. He actually got me a job, an awesome job in 2018, my dream job at the time as a sales manager at a Landmark Dodge in Atlanta. And I tried to make it work to be working out there and move the whole family. It didn't work out. But, and then last but not least, okay, my biggest mentor, this is what makes me so lucky. One of my biggest mentors, I sit next to every day, my general manager one of my best friends, Jerome Kramer. He is, so he literally is a mentor to me. We have, we're in Daytona, we're at Daytona Kia, but I have followed him. I followed him to a dealership in Melbourne. When I was in New York, he called me down. And so we come from the same, we come from Rochester, New York. We come from some of the same dealerships. So we've always had like these parallel careers. I remember when I got my first sales manager job in Rochester, New York, I was 30 years old, right? And at the time, it was 16 years ago. At the time, that was pretty young. Like I wanted to be a sales manager in my 20s, but I didn't make it. I was 30 exactly when I started. And I remember walking around one day and I go, man, I'm the youngest sales manager in Rochester. I was like, man, because it was mostly old guys. That, and they're like, no, you're not. I was like, what? Yeah, Jerome Kramer, he's 26 and he already owns half a dealership and stuff, whatever. I was like, what? And that's who is this guy, Jerome Kramer? I gotta find him. I gotta see him. I gotta meet him. And we met at a car show and I go look over and he's got like a snakeskin suit on, man. He had a shiny suit and he had a yellow Corvette. This guy, you know what? Shaka Dyson, right? You guys know Shaka Dyson? Okay. So Grant Cardone, 2019, when he was doing his big conference, right? I don't know if he had Shaka Dyson on it or somebody else from the car business, but Jerome Kramer is such a big name in our business, but not big in the sense of like everybody knows about him, but the people that matter know about him. That Grant Cardone actually called somebody from his office, called him in 2019 to say, would you like to, could you talk about the financing in the car business and be a part of it? And then they even mentioned at the time, he had no idea who Shaka Dyson, I knew through Dawson, but they go, we've talked to maybe Shaka Dyson. He goes, I don't know who the hell Shaka Dyson is. But he's very self-made. Yeah. He's a wonderful guy. Anyways.
Awesome, man.
So he's strong and he's always been, we crossed paths then. Then he called me down in Melbourne. And then finally he pulled me out of the house in out of COVID from August of 2020. And I sit next to him to this day. That's amazing. The reason why he's such a huge mentor to me is that I've been 22 years in this business. For 19 and a half years, I had a giveaway mindset. I didn't have a gross mindset. Mm-hmm. He has taught me the gross mindset. When we were coming up, I was known as a guy that could hit big numbers and bring stores, break records for volume and these numbers. And he was the guy known as like, how does he make so much money on every deal? And subprime hero over here, he was huge in subprime. And he was huge in subprime in the late 90s and early 2000s. Like he was like teaching banks how to do it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So he's been a finance mind. He literally was on the floor for three months when he started in this business and then went to finance. It was just a unique story. It was a small store. Similar, I think, to what you guys sometimes have going on is that you're wearing all these different hats, and he did that. So he came up with a gross mindset and finance background. My whole parallel career was I wanted nothing to do with finance. I could care less about it. But again, now in Florida, it's a whole different ballgame. But in New York, some places still do it. They make the deal at the desk without, regardless of credit. You go into the finance department after they make the deal. I know it's crazy. But, and that's how I was brought up on. So my point is that the reason why not only is he a good friend, but he's hired me here, we're opposites, right? So I was the volume guy, super salesman. I tell you how to sell a car on eBay, on Facebook, on this, on that. And he was the quiet finance manager, big gross. And knew how to structure a deal. Just his philosophy is literally ask for all the money all the time. You're worth it. You know what I mean? Yes. And
I that was my first mentor. That's how he taught me the game. It was like, If you can't, if you don't ask for it, then how are you going to get it?
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to teammxs.com. Back to the show.
And I get that. But at the same time, he taught us how to deliver such a great service that you got it every time. And that was a key respect, man, that you see that and that you found that with somebody else and you found the balance with him. Man, that's amazing, bro. And to have mentors like that along the way, you name drop a lot of great people there.
I mean, incredible people.
Incredible people. People that I look up to.
And also, wait, I almost forgot one of my other ones. I want to do an impression of him. Okay? You got to guess. You got to guess who it is, all right? All right, guys, we're going to move. We're going to Miami, Brooklyn, okay? We're going to
sell some cars. You talking about L?
Rudy.
Rudy.
I love it. Yo. These are my El Patrons, I call them, bro. They're my names, right?
I knew exactly what you were talking about. We're going down to Miami. Yeah. We're bringing it down to Miami. We're doing big things.
You want them, give me a call. Come on.
Now, I will. I have to credit El Patron for definitely. We had a lot of conversations. Like I say, during that COVID time, I was literally home all day talking to anybody, anything car related. I just was eating it up. And
why not? What? Right, what? Yeah. There was so much education during that time. If you took it right, there was a lot. There was. You remember how many YouTube or excuse me, Facebook lives that were going on with education? People were getting together. That was like the most. If you took the time during that time, there was an opportunity. And I saw it. That's you saw we it. That's why you're where at. Where you're at right now. Where we're at right now. And there's still opportunity because the people who did it then are way ahead of the game and they're still doing it. And just know that things are still not perfect. We just went through that pandemic, but then we just went through a chip shortage. We went through a used car shortage. We went through values of used cars going crazy. Now they're dropping again. Interest rates are going higher than they've ever been in decades. So we're going through it all. But the great news is that there's people like you at dealerships to guide guys through it and seeing, hey, we've seen it. We know what it's like. It's going to be all right. You just got to put the work in and have fun. And have lots of fun doing it, right, Lou?
That's right. Making sure that you do the things that bring you joy. Whether or not joy is being brought to you, somebody's got to be the one that brokers it. And you kept yourself still committed to be able to have people feed your ear, even inside of a dark spot of uncertainty, which is really what so many people went through. So many people went through that, right? And the things is that once we came through all that, we said it even then. Hey, guess what? There's going to be another challenge next year, everybody. And guess what? The year after that, there's going to be another challenge. Something. Okay. There's going to be something that's going to make you have to dig deeper than you've dug before to pull out better quality, gold, whatever you're reaching in for from yourself. And you're doing that now. That's why we're so excited to be able to team up with you to see you take Car Guy Coffee to the next level, for you to be able to show what it looks like, caffeinating the culture out there with originality, right? We want the good quality beans. You can't fake a good cup of coffee, right? And with that's what you're doing, right? And
yes.
With that, though, there's a lot of hills, there's a lot of dirt that we got to dig through in order to actually cultivate something that does yield a good crop. With that, we get some hard lessons in the in-between. So for you, John, what has been the hardest lesson? You've been put out and laid off. You've been through a lot. Out of all that, what has been the hardest lesson?
The hardest lesson for me was, I actually already alluded to it there. I just feel like there's a glare here, but I already touched a little bit on it. But the hardest lesson for me was really to shift my mindset to the gross mindset. I can't stress it enough. It makes me, I feel a little awkward talking about it sometimes because I love sharing stuff out. I love communicating with everybody, just blanketing, hey, maybe watch this, you'll get some car tips. Watch this, you'll get some how to buy a car tips. Watch this, you'll learn how to sell a car. But when you start talking about gross, and this is on my Facebook, and I'm like, it's my customers and my friends and family are on there and stuff, but I'm not afraid to talk about it because for a while I was. It's almost profit is not a dirty word. I'm serious, man. I've been in the business for 22 years and for 19 years spanning 14 as a sales manager and 6 as a, or a five, I'm sorry, 14 as a sales manager, whatever, my math as a sales, 5 years as a salesperson. I did not have a gross mindset. And yeah, it's easy to say I gave away cars, right? But I had a mentality that I thought I was helping the salesperson. Hey man, he made a quick deal. That was easy, right? You got him first pencil. Yeah, what did we make, boss? Well, it's a mini. What do you mean it's a mini? Well, he came in off the internet, did he? No, that was the last guy or whatever. Whatever reason, you could imagine how many different ones, but I had that mindset I wanted to make the sale. I wanted volume. So I wanted to make the sale easy for the salesperson. I wanted to make it easy for the customer. I wanted to make it easy for the manufacturer to keep giving us more cars. I thought I was making everything easy, but really now in retrospect, I was making it a lot harder on myself because all those deals, like I literally, and you guys know, any dealership you're at, there's a gross guy, usually like a gross guy and a volume guy. And the gross guy is always messing with the volume guy. Like, dude, why are you giving these cars away? You know what I mean? You didn't have to do that. So the guy says he thinks his trade's worth 10. It's really worth 7. But you got to start out at 9 because you're scared he's going to be mad. You know what I mean? That's stuff I used to do. I got to admit it.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
And when you have a salesperson that comes to you and is, hey, boss, we got a good one. I got a deal. Hey, boss, I got a deal, man. We got a great one here. Boom, boom. This guy, yeah, all right, $5,000 for the trade. Boop, boop. What'd we make? Oh, man, it's a mini, dude. You know, like, I didn't understand it then. Now I understand it where it's like, boom, first pencil. What'd we make? You know, what I make? $2,400. You know what I mean? Now, the time frame, hardest lesson I ever learned, the time frame is very unique, okay? Because I'm sitting next to my buddy who, and my mentor, Jerome, and he is very gross mindset to the point where I knew if I didn't have my gross average up to a certain amount, I wouldn't be working next to him very long. He wasn't gonna just allow me to run on his coattails anymore. What happened was, because I still remember one of my other sales managers just reminded me the other day. I remember summer of 2020 where I had to tell you, John, you can give a soul away. Don't give these Tellurides away. He had to peel me back a little. Hold on a second. You know what I mean? You're making $500, $200 on a Telluride. Wait a minute. And so here's the time frame, right? 2020, summer of 2020. We saw where the market was going. Everybody didn't know, is this going to continue? Are we going to get another wave? What about Omicron? Whatever, right? So I'm telling you guys, December 29th, 30th, my resolution time. I literally said this because here's the thing. I love Jerome. He's one of my best friends. He's my mentor. I've known him 20 plus years. He is not a teacher. He will not teach you. You have to copy him. You have to just... You know what I'm saying? I finally realized, and he jokes about it. He's like, you think I'm going to teach you what I do? Then why do they need me? And he's that kind of sense of humor, but he truly is not the guy that's going to be like, John, now look, if you go to this bank and they'll give you $2,000 more, and not going to do it. So long story short, my hardest lesson, New Year's Eve, for 2021, the brink of 2021, I said to myself, John, he's not going to teach you. You have, I don't care if the guy goes to the bathroom three times a day, follow him in the bathroom. Do everything the exact same way that he does it. Watch, I don't care if he's, what are you looking at? Watch every stroke he puts on the keyboard, you know what I mean? And I did. And again, I'm talking about car sales 3.0 here because I already know, I know 1.0 and 2.0. I already know how to sell a car, how to desk a deal, even how to get a deal bought. But that gross mindset and the way that he structures the deal, and I literally, I didn't go from an angle of trying to learn. I just went from an angle of copying him, imitating him. So now he leaves the building. I'm him. You know what I mean? I did everything like he did. And what it's funny how coincidental it is that market adjusted, right? Perfect timing. Cause I just started doing a good imitation of him in January, you know, and February I started getting a little better. Then the market turned to you couldn't give cars away. You couldn't possibly, like, you'd have to look at the six cars you had left on your lot and, like, literally get pointed at when you walk in because, you know, this guy was going to make $10,000 off the one you just sold for $1,600 or whatever. So it was perfect timing. And then 2021 was such an amazing year. And so my hardest lesson to learn was the understanding the gross mindset starting from, and it's funny because I used to tell him, I'd be like, I do it. I remember in 2019, he asked me, we're in Melbourne. He's, why aren't you starting from the top every time? Like I told you, I was like, I am. What do you mean? He's, oh, you are. And I was like, yeah, I'm doing it. Well, he's around there, but there were a couple deals, even 20, a couple deals. He'd leave for the night. I'm going back to starting from 500 under invoice, whatever. Stupid me. I didn't realize. I realized it years later in 2021. I was like, Jesus. Because now I'm in that mentality and I'm looking at other deals.
Yeah, dude.
It's not hard for him to look at a deal and see I started at invoice or 500 below invoice. Dude, if you were doing the following, we had an addendum too, but at least MSRP, but we had an addendum on top of that. A small addendum, like $24.95 or whatever for the package. This was in 2019. Addendums got crazier this last couple of years. If you were doing the way I'm doing it, so you, every one of your deals would be started at that. I don't care if you gave him $10,000 for a $5,000 trade, but you're not going to tell me you're going to go back and switch to under invoice and then do his trade. You know what I'm saying? Like he could see basically on the numbers that I was like, how did you know? And so I finally got it. And again, I got it at a time when you were forced. We were all forced. So it was like, literally, I was mad at the car gods in 2020, but the car gods touched me from the heavens in 2021 and said, buddy, you're gonna have to pick a different profession if you don't want to give cars away in this market, because it just ain't happening. You're going to piss off everybody.
Yeah.
And now, if you averaged out, he hates to hear this. I don't even mention it to him, but he's very competitive. But if you averaged out 2020 to present day, my average, I beat him in every category, used and new. Now, I will give him a little defense that he sells more cars than me, especially from 2020. He's got like probably 1,000 or 800 more cars than me over that 3-year period. So, of course, he's going to be lower, but I beat him in gross average, new and
used. Yeah. Come on. Now who's the volume in the gross guy? I'm just saying.
And he basically, I say, he cloned. It's like he cloned me. You know what I mean? It's always, that's what every GM wants, is somebody they can leave with the dealership.
Look at the beautiful.
Hey.
This is little Gianni.
Hey, Gianni.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to M1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
M1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
The mindset I never could understand. It was the biggest lesson, my favorite lesson by far, because here I am in this business and I've got the charm. I got the smile. I got the lines. I can talk to anybody. I can persuasion, product knowledge, experience. But I never had, it was literally the missing piece for me. And knowing what I know now and knowing the capabilities I have now, sometimes over the last 5 years before I got to Daytona Kia, I wondered why sometimes maybe I wasn't as respected or as sought after as I thought I was, because here I am putting all these big numbers out. He even said to me, because I hopped around quite a bit from like 2015 to 2019. Literally, I've worked at 20 dealerships and 12 of them were in that time period. You know what I mean? There was, and he even said to me, you think if you were making $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a deal, you think any of the dealers would ever let you go anywhere? You know what I mean? And I'm not saying. So that was my hardest lesson, was finally learning that gross mindset. And it's been the missing piece to me. So now I'm just, I love it. It's so much better when you have a deal, especially with a salesperson, because they get so excited, especially if they close on the first pencil.
That's the biggest reason.
Nothing deflates them.
Us as leaders, we're going to always do well. But when you see them doing really well, man, buying cars, living life and doing things that are amazing. And you said it very early in that. Profit is not a bad word. But at the end of the day, here's the deal. He said gross. He didn't say rip people off. There's a difference. Right. And there's a way to it. If the customer is treated right and they're willing to pay the price and we ask for it, there's nothing wrong with that. And you customers agree. I think there's a lot of customers that know, and I've sold, that come to me and said, hey, I know I'm paying more here, but I wouldn't buy a car anywhere else. But there's an experience that they get. It's just like coffee. You can go to one coffee shop to another and they're so much more expensive. Starbucks. Go get a Starbucks. You're spending $6 at Starbucks. Is that coffee really that much better than the coffee you make at home? No, it's not.
Not at all.
Is that you pay for the experience. They write your name on the cup. People love that. They put down what you want inside your drink. It's an experience. So we do the same for them. We give you all an experience that's above all, and they're willing to pay for that experience. Just like delivering cars to people online, they'll pay more for that sometimes because it's convenient for them. So we got to remember that. And gross is great. I love gross. I'm a gross guy myself. I love volume too, but it's about the gross at the end of the day. It's how I get paid. It's a beautiful thing. And it really, hearing that, man, and really knowing that's a lesson that you learned, and some people would never admit that. And I love that. And I think it's great of you to say that, because there's a lot of things that we all have room for improvement in, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing. But as we grow, we've learned about your why, man. What a great why. So many layers to that. We talked about what got you in the industry and how you started, and the things that you've done before that actually taught you the confidence. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, I can do this, right? So I'm gonna get in here. Then you got in the industry. You had mentors along the way. You named a lot of great mentors, and the most recent one sitting right next to you every single day, helping you get to what your hardest lesson learned so far is, to help you be able to develop gross profit. And man, now that you have that tool in your arsenal, let's talk about your greatest reward. You've done a lot of great things in this industry. You've had some stuff come to you. What has been your greatest reward for all the 22 years of this industry that you've done?
My greatest reward, just really to have family, would be, can I answer family for my why and my greatest reward?
Yes, absolutely.
This is your show, baby.
Bro.
This is the John Labate Brew, okay? And it totally makes sense that it's full cycle that way.
When I growing up, I didn't think much about like family. I did, but I wasn't a teenager or like in my early 20s thinking, oh, I'm going to get married someday and have kids and have a home and a house. And excuse me, that wasn't like really top of my list. But I'm so glad that I have my son, and I was married at one point. Then unfortunately that relationship ended, and so lucky and happy that I met Michelle and 7 years ago, and we've had two beautiful, healthy kids, and we're married again. I was able to start all over again. And I'm very grateful for that, because I look at my friends that I grew up with, people that I know, that just some of them really have no interest in marriage or kids, and they're my age. It just blows my mind that's cool. I think that's awesome when they're focusing on their lives. But like I say, I can't say one person's right or one person's wrong. But when I just start to, if I ever start to imagine myself at this point in my life without a family, a home, a happy home, so that's my greatest reward. But like I say, because I like learn, and I've learned to be a better husband, a better father every day. I'm still learning as I go. So,
bro, aren't we all? Let's honor that. Let's cheer that on. Let's cheer on the families. And you do. You have a beautiful family there, and it is. There's something special about that. That's a big driving force in all of us. Lou has a big family. I have a beautiful family. It's not quite as big as Lou's, but okay. I have me, my wife, my son, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed to even have that. Cause like you said, I know a lot of people who don't have that. One of my best friends in high school, he's not one that wants to be alone. He just happened to work to be our age and just didn't work out that way for him right now. It's still not. And you're still young. We're all young enough, man. At the end of the day, you've had a great life. You've had a great career, and there's going to be some great things coming. Folks, I just want you to know, check it out. We're going to be showing a lot more of this guy as the months go by. We're going to be seeing a whole lot. He might even, who knows, take over this whole show. I'm good with that. And if he gets into Hollywood, I'll be your agent, my friend. I'll be happy to help promote you and find you some gigs. I guarantee you would do a great job. I always wanted to get into Hollywood some way. Why not do it through you, my friend?
We'll hold you, Mike.
You got people, and I want to just put this little comment out there. AJ says, John, Car Guys Inc. here. We love your Hey Boss, I got a deal videos. Shoot a fresh round. That might be something that we can be showing up on this show for you all to see. We'll be doing some stuff, but with some great content behind it, some intentional content for you all to learn something, for the buyers to learn something, for the sellers to learn something, for us to have some predictions of what's going to happen in the future. Folks, this guy is a talent. He's more than just a car guy. He is a family man that loves people, and he's all about helping others, and that's what it's about. He got into this business because he got to help others.
For real.
And it's legit. There's no criminal act here. We're doing it right way, my friends. So get out there and have some fun. Go out there and love on this guy. Go share. So listen, folks, be looking for his stuff. We're ready to have him on the show. John, you got any last words you want to say before we get out of here today?
No, I really just appreciate you guys for having me on. I told you before recently in a post that the word consistency, you guys embody the word of consistency, because no matter what, you just keep pressing forward. You're in a hotel room now. You got the studio. You're going on all these different platforms, and you just keep going. And I love it, man. So stay consistent. And I've been trying to imagine the last couple of years how I can have some type of outlet or vessel like this. And you guys, literally, the whole setup and everything that you do in Bruin Solutions is pretty much exactly what kind of I had been envisioning in my head. And eventually, I'd like to do some things in the future. And look,
awesome.
It's unwritten. I feel like it's just anything that we can make of it. But I feel like, you know, there's some things to be that I want to talk about in the car business that I really think people need to see, need to hear both sides of the story, get a little raw with some stuff. Talk about the Trojan horse, the electric vehicles, and the Trojan horse of trying to put car salespeople out of business, and the Carvanas of the world. And one of these times I was thinking, I probably don't have time now, but I wanted to play that game they play sometimes on these shows. Relevant, irrelevant, underrated, overrated, or perfectly rated.
Dude, listen, folks, that is coming. We're going to be making all this stuff happen. We got a lot of new stuff. This is 2023. Not only is he going to be elevating his game, but you're going to see the Certified Solutionaries, the Car Guy Coffee Crew, elevate this team. We're going to grow this team this year. And I think we're going to be starting with guys like him. Oh, this direction. Right now. Let's go Giants.
Baby.
Let's get them going. Let's see them win. I know we're over here in Eagle country. We love you Eagle fans out there too. It's going to be a heck of a game. It's going to be amazing. But listen.
That's right.
We're down here in Miami, baby.
Represent New York, hey. Miami, baby. We live, kid.
I love it, folks. We've been Bruin Solutions and having a great time right here on the show. I'm Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy. And you've been Bruin Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only, John Labate.
That's right.
Or as he calls John Labate. But listen,
we got to let you guys know something else, too, because we already put it out there. But you got to get that stamp of approval.
Oh,
and
dude.
Everybody,
oh, we
all
said
need
at the top
to know
of the show,
that
but you
John
know what?
Labate is 100%
CGC approved.
That's
Bam.
Right. Get you some of that. All right, dude. Car guys, car gals, go represent. If you were blessed by the story, by the message, by the car guy that we've had the privilege of being able to brew with, make sure that you reach out to him. Let him know that you were impacted. Thank you so much, everybody that was part of the show. If you were watching on the replay, you can still reach out and let him know that you got something inside of your cup that was worth sipping
Heck
up.
Yeah.
We appreciate you all for being here today. God bless. Good evening. Good night. Thank you so much, John, for brewing some solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We're out.